Okay, here we go. Here it is. This is it. Welcome to Season 2 of the Biz for Good Show with your hosts, Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. The Biz for Good Show podcast is a fun and adventurous series that explores business, socialpreneurs, startups, nonprofits, and promotes that the true secret to success is love. Yeah. Welcome to the Miss for Good Show. I am your host, Bobby Glenn James, along with the Ryan Pilkington, a.k.a.
Pickle.
Pickle. Welcome to the show, folks. Welcome, welcome. It's a new year. We're excited. We've had some cool guests on this year. We're going to have a lot more amazing guests. Of course, today we have an amazing guest today. She's going to blow us out of the water.
You can introduce her.
Or keep
her.
Us in the water.
You can introduce her.
I might forget her name.
I know you know her.
I've known her a couple years.
Yeah.
Like so 10
take,
or something.
Take the honor.
20. No, not 20. Oh, well, we got to do some stuff before we invite the guest on, right?
Okay.
How's the technology? We still have Michelle is here.
Yep, Michelle.
Our PR manager. PR she is also our slash tech.
Tech.
Hey, you want to do this too?
Our
sure.
You are our
go-to girl.
Video grip.
Video grip, yeah. I like go-to girl.
Go-to girl.
Yeah, because that doesn't sound good.
Go-to girl doesn't sound good?
No, go-to girl's great. The grip is not good.
Grip is not... Video grip. You grip the video. I know that is a term for movies, because you see it, the second grip and third grip, and the grip grips.
Key grip.
The key grip, yeah, that's a big one. That's
you
want to
be
you
a
wanna...
key grip? No.
Key grip.
We're on episode 53 of the Biz for Good Show.
I'm supposed to have a jacket on, but I don't have a jacket on.
Where's your jacket?
It's behind me. Maybe I'll put it on later and I'll fake people out. It'll be cool.
All right, episode 53, we have Sherry Vaughn. She is a relationship coach. And today's topic is feeding the starved relationship.
Feeding the starved.
cookie.
Okay. Calm down.
Oh, man. Well, Sherry knows the
importance. I'm starving. My relationship is starving.
Your feet.
She doesn't know what she's in for today.
Totally. She is on board, though.
She's on board. Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's a good sport, so we'll have fun.
So Sherry knows the importance and the impact as a mentor and can have and also in improving your life and has worked as worked with many mentors. Many mentors and coaches, and over the last several years, Sherry has completed several mentoring courses. In 2016, she certified as a coach with Dr. Matt Townsend, and currently with Endeavor Mentoring Services to improve relationships and strengthen marriages.
I love it. That's a be good, do good right there, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So join us for the ride of 53. No, that's the love bug.
Episode 53. Is that the...
That's the love bug.
That's the love bug's number?
The love bug and the love relationship.
Love bug and the love relationships, baby. I love that show, Love Bug. When I was a kid, that was
my
so
fave,
cool.
My fave show.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, welcome to the Biz for Good Show podcast. We sit down with powerful, amazing founders, leaders in business, startups, and nonprofits, finding the truth that doing good in business is the key to success.
Yes. More clients, more happy employees, more everything beautiful and wonderful in the world.
That's right. Something you can like find that. Us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we're looking for guests.
We're looking for guests, yes. This is a shout out to our listeners. Hey, if you know someone that is doing powerful, wonderful things in the world, connect with us. Let's get them on the show. We want to highlight people that are really shaking and moving and really taking on the be good, do good attitude and changing people and connecting with people. So get it out there. Come on, people. Call us.
Call us or info at...
info@bizforgoodshow.com.
You can do our partners now.
Oh, and our partners, EFL360.com. Entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders. If you're an entrepreneur, a founder, or a leader, if you want to be, if you want to learn new tools or be connected with powerful, amazing people, EFL360 weekly ultimate networking meeting is every Thursday here at the Miller campus in room 333, where powerful people get together and do guided networking, where we focus on questions and we assist each other and clients and all that good stuff. So EFL360.com. And of course, Speak Up Professional Speaker Studio, speakupspeakers.com. If you're a speaker, want to be a speaker, know that you're an entrepreneur, and to really make an impact, you need to get up in front of people and know how to give your message and present and be a performer, because most people don't understand it is about performing. It is not just about giving data. You have to be inspired. You have to be able to entertain people as you educate them if you want to make an impact. So speakupspeakers.com.
Hashtag no more data dump. Hashtag
no more data dump. I like that. No more data dump. Because we've all been there, and it's boring.
Hey, I just want to try something. If you're tuning into us later, not on the live feed on Facebook, give us some of those happy faces and those thumbs up sees and stuff.
Yeah, make it look all pretty.
Put in comment, you know, didn't join us live or something.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you, whether you're live or not, right?
Yeah, we anybody that wants to listen, we don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, just anybody that wants to come on the show. Yeah. Or no, not come on the show. Listen to the show.
Listen.
Yeah, we are very, very particular about people that come on the show. They can only be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing only.
That's right. Sherry's looking straight at me. It's disconcerting, discombobulating.
All right. And lastly, I wanted to talk about my health.
Yes.
And Sherry, we'll have on later. She brought us a drink. So thanks, Sherry.
Promo for orange peel, baby.
Yeah, the orange peel. I've never had it. It's awesome.
We'll have to hit them up as a sponsor.
Bubble tea smoothie, vanilla almond avocado with pearls.
It's got pearls. It's got pearls. I love it.
So I'm on
you
a
don't
quest.
Like pearls. There's something wrong with you.
Yeah. I'm on a quest to get back my weight back to 350. I'm trying to get down to 350 pounds by my birthday, May 17th. And I got to train for the Eight Wisdoms Mountain.
Mm.
Talk about the mountain, brother.
Yeah. Over where I live in Draper, there's the South Mountain. Used to be called the Widowmaker.
The Widowmaker.
Used to drive up it. And we, the flight part, the guys that jump off with their parachutes now, there's a big cable that they climb up the mountain with.
Mm.
And I love going up that mountain. It's hard. And I've talked about you many, many times. And I tell you, Ryan, it's not a simple climb.
No.
It is a very
steep.
I'll
make it like 5 steps and pass out.
Yeah, it's very steep. And that is a powerful goal. I am so excited for you to be able to climb up that mountain, because that is going to be a heck of an awesome feat to overcome. So I'm with you 100%, brother. Whatever you need, let's get up that mountain, baby.
Let's do it. Yeah. You can follow my journey at pickleshealth.blogspot.com if you want to help me.
Check that out. Hashtag, it's actually really
hashtag
interesting.
Hashtag encourage Pickle to lose weight.
Yeah, it's super cool. you're very vulnerable in it, and you're very open about it. It's really cool, actually. People check it out. It's a very cool thing.
Thank you.
And we pray for you. We want you to be healthy, Ryan. We want you to
thank you. Yeah.
Overcome stuff.
I joined a gym this week, so I went to it and back on track.
Let's do it.
Gym.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, we're showing muscles.
You're going to muscle town.
Muscle-ish. Somewhat-ish muscles. Okay.
All right, Bobby.
We've been farting around, man.
Let's get to the goodies.
Let's get to the good stuff. Okay. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, our very special, amazing guest, Sherry Vaughn, ladies and gentlemen. Sherry.
Hello.
Hi, Sherry.
Welcome to the show, Sherry.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Okay, we can totally hear you. And this isn't her first rodeo. This is her second time of being
second
on the
rodeo.
Show. I don't remember much. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was pretty out of it, but we had fun.
Yeah, we did.
Thanks for being on the show again. We didn't scare her off, Ryan.
She wanted more, I guess.
So as usual, we want to jump right into it, ask you some questions, and see how you feel about things. So tell us about Sherry. Just let's get to know you.
About me?
Yep. Okay, here we go. Here it is. This is it. The second time we have gotten to that.
Season
Welcome that to answer back. Beast for Good
Show. I guess what we're looking for is just tell us about your life, what you want to...
Yeah, some hosts, Bobby Glenn James and Ryan. And you said, hi, my name is Sherry.
Hi, my name is Sherry. And I am a relationship coach.
Oh, okay. The Biz for Good Show podcast is a fun and adventurous series.
I have a feeling there's a story.
Okay, so my story in becoming a relationship coach is I felt like there was something more that I needed to do in my life. I wasn't sure what that was. I didn't know what it would be. I'd kind of gone to some mentoring trainings, you know, and felt like, okay, this is what I need to do. But what am I supposed to teach? What kind of knowledge do I have inside of me that would be helpful for other people?
I know you've done a lot of things. You've done a lot of stuff for breast cancer awareness. I mean, you've done a lot of powerful, be good, do good things. I mean, and so you've just taken this to another level.
Correct. So the first thing that I did as a mentor or a coach, I worked with women. I've always kind of felt drawn to assist women. And so I helped women. I worked for the health department. I don't know if you're familiar with the WIC program, but I was kind of one of their counselors and, you know, would assist moms in, you know, helping their babies learn how to nurse. I certified as a lactation specialist and, you know, helped.
That's a thing. Lactation yes, specialist.
Lactation for sure. Specialist. Help moms that. To do that. Talked about nutrition, you know, talked about, you know, just overall health, how to kind of take care of your babies. Kind of how to attend to the moms and, you know, the emotional, you know, aspects of being a mom and dealing with those types of things. So just kind of overall general women. And, you know, now, of course, I work for the health department and I work in the women's cancer program. So again, it's a lot of women. So there's a lot of information that I've been able to put out for many years. And so I knew that I had a calling to do that, but I didn't know in what direction. And so I was at a date night with Dr. Matt Townsend, which my husband and I love. We've gone to him for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. And one of the date nights that he had, he said, I'm starting this new program and I need mentors and coaches and people to teach this material. You know, and it was just like this overwhelming, powerful feeling of this is what you are called to do.
Wow.
And I just was like, I just started crying. I was like, this is it. This is really it. And I had known Dr. Matt. And so right after the class, you know, I just went right up to him. And I'm just like, I'm in. I'm totally in. I want to be one of your coaches. Where do I sign up? And awesome. it was like November. And he's like, we're starting in January. I'll get you all the information. And so, you know, we did the trainings. I trained with him for about 6 months. We'd go once a week for about 4 hours and learned all of his material. And ever since then, I've just been, you know, kind of on that journey. So there's kind of that portion. And then the portion of, you know, when you understand what about a relationship and what it takes to actually make that work, it's not easy. I've been married almost 23 years. And, you know, it's not like we've been living in marital bliss. I don't know anyone.
What?
23 years?
What? Marital bliss? That's a thing?
Yes, it is a thing. It should be a thing, right?
It should be a thing.
So, and that was kind of my whole point of like, you know, we're married and we're kind of just enduring as we're going along. So how do we have that marriage where we are actually enjoying the journey? So that's kind of...
That's where you went.
Yeah, that's kind of where I went. How do I get people to really understand how are we going to enjoy the journey? Because it is tough. You know, those of you that have been married, you know, the divorce rate's really high. And if you don't learn kind of the skills to learn how to feed that relationship constantly,
it gets bad.
It does get bad. And
you mean it takes work to have a relationship?
It does take work.
Really? It can't just be a magical thing? Darn it.
I do know.
There's no magic.
I do know a few people where it is magical, and they are living in bliss, and God bless them, right?
That's a real...
There are some
people. They walk down the street with twinkles in their eyes.
Yeah. Isn't that just a cartoon, though? That's just some cartoon.
I've never seen a cartoon like that.
But I think for 99.9% of the population...
We need to work at it.
We have to work at it.
We have to work at it.
We do have to work at it.
Absolutely.
And... You know, in people end in divorce, And 75% of second marriages fell.
Wow.
85% of third marriages fell.
It goes up.
It goes up. And the reason is because if you're not learning the skills of how to feed a relationship in the first place, you think you're going to find happiness and joy in the next relationship, and you don't. It starts with you. And that's the one thing that I learned in all the training and going to the mentorings and all these things over the years, is it starts with me. If I want to make the change in anything I'm doing, it starts with me.
Unless your partner really sucks.
Wow.
I thought I'd be the devil advocate there. I thought
it still starts with you.
Bobby. Okay. That's not very accountable.
Right. No, yes, that's true. Hey, I wanted to be the devil's advocate. I wanted to be the bad guy here. That's true. But I agree. I agree 100%. It always starts with you.
Right.
It always it's sad that so many marriages probably could be saved if they just sat back and, what am I doing?
Right.
And how can I make this relationship work?
But, sometimes it's over the littlest, dinkiest things, you know?
Right.
And it gets blown out of proportion.
Yeah, one of the stories that I heard with marriage is that a couple was actually divorcing over a bathroom door.
Oh, well, hey, that's important stuff.
It's my bathroom door.
Was it shut or open, or did it have a lock on it? I mean, there's some important things with the bathroom door.
There was no bathroom door.
There was no bathroom
door. There was no bathroom door.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem.
They bought a door to hang, and she had asked her husband to hang it, and he didn't.
See, that is a problem. Right. I'd get divorced over that, too.
Really?
Well, okay.
You can just call somebody to put in a door, and then you're fixed.
But it doesn't come down to that, right? It's more of... You know, in that situation, that she wasn't feeling like her needs were being met. You're not listening to me. You know how important it was for me.
Probably happened more often than just the door.
Right, huh? It was more than just the door. But, you know, this is important to me, and it's something that you're not doing. You're not fulfilling this need. And if you don't think that this is important enough for us, then why am I here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so it is very interesting, you know, that as you learn how to kind of like feed that relationship, you get all of those needs met. And this goes for any kind of relationship. As I've learned more, you know, there's a lot of different models we go over. A lot of it is communication, right? So when we're learning how to communicate better with our partners, we're learning to communicate better with our kids, with our coworkers. Mm-hmm. With anyone that we come in contact with, we're able to understand them at a higher level. And so, like, the number one thing that we talk about when I first have people come into my workshop is character. We look at, like, what are your core values, and are you living them? You know, when we end up getting in fights and, you know, arguments with people, you know, or we say something we didn't mean to say, we know that we shouldn't have said it. Right? That's not in our character.
It's too late. And we're all bringing it back. You were going to hear about it 17 years later.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, trust me. You remember on June 15th, 2004, when you said XYZ.
It's in.
Yes.
I don't know if this is, but it seems like the females have a better memory than the males.
There's something there. So I can't remember any of that stuff. Are you sure you're talking about us? Right. No. Yeah. Yeah, they do have really good memory.
So that's a good starting point.
We do start with that. Oh, okay. And then, you know, and so that's kind of stuff that's in the head. And then we get into stuff that's in the heart. You know, this is kind of, you know, the commitment, the communication, you know, the things of the heart. How are you going to connect with that partner? And then that's when we get into the hands and we talk about how are we able to serve? Mm-hmm. You know, if we're going to feed this marriage, you know, and marriages can be on a lot of different, you know, ranges. Sometimes we just need like a little snack. I always like to look at it as like food. So if we're feeding a marriage, your marriage might be starving. You know, you might be on the brink of dying, just like your body. If you don't feed your body daily food and water and good things, it's not going to remain in good health. If you're not feeding your marriage, it's not going to remain in good health. It's just not.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you just need a little snack. You know, maybe your marriage is running low and you just need just a little bit of a snack. You know, sometimes it's a meal.
A pick me up.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes it's a 7-course dinner. Well,
the other day we went to a party for my wife's work, and they had a photo booth. So we each got to take pictures on a photo booth, a fun thing. And I put her picture, I wrote a, and a personal note on the back of it, and I stuck it in her purse. You know, and so she came home.
Ooh, that's good stuff, right?
That is good stuff.
Isn't that like a little candy?
That is
feeding. Well, what's funny about it, though, is she came home, and I'm like, so, you know, did you enjoy my candy? You know, I kind of called it that. Did you enjoy your snack today? She's like, you gave me a snack? I said, yeah, put it in your purse. And she goes, I didn't check my purse.
So, I'm you're like, all excited.
You're like, ooh, here.
I got some brownie points. I got some brownie. She didn't even look at it. Dang it.
But she read
it. You shouldn't have said anything.
Because
she'd have seen it eventually.
I know.
You should have just let it ride.
I should have let it ride.
Let it ride. You know, it's interesting. Full disclosure, me and my wife went through your class. And we, to this day, still have our little book that's beside both of our beds, so we take turns writing three things that we love about each other, and then we go put it over on the other side. It's pretty fun because, you know, we go a few days, and then there it is on my side of the bed, so I get to read the three things, and then I'll leave it on my side for a while, and then when I think of something, I pick it up, and then I put it over on hers, and it's so funny. A couple weeks went by one time, and she goes, "Oh, we're still doing this," because I put it finally over on her side. Like, yeah, we're still doing it. It's, yeah. Anyway,
we
took that, and it's fun. It's really it doesn't take a lot sometimes, and that's the sad part about relationships. I think some people just give up, and they don't care anymore.
Right.
And they don't care about their partner. And what do you do in that? I mean, I guess there's nothing you can do in that situation. If one person doesn't care, the other person is out of luck. I mean, you can't make somebody connect with you, can you? I mean, I don't know. Can you do some magical fairy dust
or
something?
Yes, I do have magical fairy dust.
Ooh. And she brings drinks and fairy dust.
Drinks and fairy dust to bubble tea.
There is no quick fix, right? I mean, there's not a magic pill. There's not a quick fix to fix any kind of a problem.
Yeah.
But the nice thing of it is that if the relationship is in shambles, you know, and you come through and you learn some of these things, then at least the next relationship you have, you're able to take that into the next relationship.
Oh, yeah, that's very
and
true.
And sometimes
something about it.
Right.
And being proactive in learning how to communicate and connect with somebody, at least maybe in the future, find a partner that is like, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Yeah. Well, and then sometimes, you know, most of the time it is women, to be honest, that come in, you know, to the class, like, you know, they want to be able to.
Because those guys are too smart for that stuff.
The problem. Because that's what women are. We try to fix problems. Right? And so
fixers.
A lot of times women will come in and, you know, they'll start implementing the things that we teach. And usually by the third or fourth class, husband's starting to see some different things happen at home.
Mm-hmm.
Because the things that we teach, you know, you're going to go home and we're going to, you know, give you, so maybe I give you five new skills or five new things that you can do. And I will challenge you to just do one of those during the week. You know, let's just practice this one thing during the week and see what you see different.
So you can do it with just one of the, you know, it doesn't have to be the couples together all the time?
It doesn't have to be. It's just more effective. I mean, if you have two people on board that are committed.
But I can see that where you can give it a chance by learning some new tools.
It's right. Learning some tools and then being in, and then coming home and taking those tools and you start influencing things.
Right. And not only just with your partner, but in the household. And so
awesome.
A lot of times, like, the husband will see, like, things are different, she's different, and then they'll be a little bit intrigued and then come into the class afterwards.
Ooh, maybe we should have her on every once in a while and have a relationship segment where we just talk about some kind of relationship principle.
Here, Sherry.
The relationship principle.
That's right. We can talk about how to have real communication.
Ooh, that'd be, you know what, you probably need to,
love.
You need to start your own podcast. That's what you need to do. We need the Sherry podcast.
The Sherry podcast.
The Sherry podcast.
Relationships with Sherry.
We're writing your show, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll help you produce it. Let's get it. Let's get it done.
We got to hone in ours first, but you know.
Well, and that's the thing with business, right? In looking at this, I mean, like, especially with the two of you, you've got a lot of different business things going on. And that's kind of where I've been wanting to focus this a little bit is, you know, obviously I want to be able to help all marriages or any kind of relationship. And I mean, that's just kind of what I feel like you know, I mean, we're on this earth and, you know, like you said, love, right? It's mm-hmm. all about love. It comes down to that. And all of us are here because we want to have some kind of connection, you know, whether that be with our friends, with our, you know, with our spouse, with a partner, with our kids. We want to have some kind of connection, you know. And so the first thing that I say when we come into the class, and it was interesting that you said, you know, are we in? That's the first thing I ask, you know, mm-hmm. are you in? Are you committed? Mm-hmm. You know?
And sometimes no.
Yeah. And sometimes the answer is no. Mm-hmm. But I think too, especially in business, is that we, you know, especially running your own business, that can kind of become overwhelming. And especially for women, again, like kind of focusing on women, that's kind of been my thing over the years.
Sure.
Is, you know, I really want to be able to reach out to those that are really trying to balance everything. You know, maybe they've got business and they've got, you know, their family and, you know, all these different kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And so what kind of happens is the relationship kind of goes to the wayside as they get really busy with work or other things, you know, especially with entrepreneurs, right?
Yep, absolutely.
It's always overwhelming. And so that's kind of one of the focuses that I want to do for this year is really reaching out to those that are kind of entrepreneurs. And specifically women.
Very cool.
They're trying to...
We're
trying to do everything.
Yeah. Let's ask. So we always like to ask our guests this particular question. What's the question we ask them, Ryan?
Well, you kind of hit on it earlier, but what does biz for good or being good in business mean to you?
What does biz for good mean to me? So it just means businesses that are out there doing good. And there are a lot of businesses that I come in contact with that are doing amazing things, right? Even the company,
and we don't talk about it. Right. I don't know why.
But
we're talking.
Most companies will have like foundations. A company that my husband works for, you know, they have a foundation where they go and, you know, they serve children. That's one of the things that they focus on. Maybe HIV children and giving them good nutrition, things like that. But for me, like with this business, I mean, business for good is like I am in this business.
That's your whole focus.
Yeah, is to help others. My whole focus is to be able to help others to have good relationships and specifically good marriages because I know it's not easy. You know, I've been married for 23 years.
You haven't been divorced three or four times?
No, I haven't.
Usually that's the ones you want to get, those people that have been divorced three or four times.
Right.
I know what I'm talking about, people. I've been divorced three times. Okay. I'm not going to listen to you.
Yeah, but then maybe they've learned.
Yeah, you know? Which that's not very fair on my part. I get it.
Wow, you're just playing the devil's part.
I know. I'm just trying to be.
He's being the devil's advocate, but you have to be.
There are powerful people out there. I know Wayne Dyer had been divorced and stuff, and he's an amazing relationship person and connectivity.
Through our trials and tribulations, we learn and grow.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what I was going to say.
But the fact that you've been married 23 years is kind of cool, too.
Yes. Yeah,
that helps.
And it's your first marriage.
It is my first marriage, but it isn't easy, you know. And there are plenty of times when I'm just like, why am I doing this? Like, I just want to give up. Like, it seriously would be easier to just be done.
Yeah.
You know?
I think we've
And then that's when
that.
You try to go back and stay in good character and be like, okay, these are the commitments that I've made. What can I do to make this better? You know, and then it kind of gets better for a little bit. And then it just kind of goes back down, you know, because I didn't have the skills. I didn't know. I mean, you never know what you don't know.
Yeah.
Right? And so I didn't really know how to, like, quote, fix the problem or how to fix the marriage. Mm-hmm. And so it was really life-changing to be able to go through, you know, because we've been to counseling and we've done all those types of things. But it was different when I learned all of these concepts of, like, oh, I really know now how to make the marriage better.
Mm. Do you have a real quick tip, maybe?
A real quick tip.
Just in and out, bam.
Super quick tip.
So the super quick tip would
super
be the
tip.
Daily serving of love.
Daily serving of love.
So the daily serving of love, just like the food guide pyramid, right? There's kind of like a little pyramid of love. And so at the very bottom are these little daily servings of love. And you want to have about three servings a day.
Three servings a day.
Ooh. Okay. Hey, that's so, like three meals.
Yeah.
A breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Exactly.
Oh. I can do
so
that.
It could be, you know, maybe your little ritual routine is to kiss your partner goodbye in the morning. Like, oh, love ya. You know,
I do that.
Goodbye.
Yeah,
that's a thing I do.
Or maybe you just send a text during the day of like, I'm thinking about you, click.
Oh, my wife would like that.
Right? That's your second serving. And then your third serving, like some people just like to cuddle at night. Like that's my favorite thing to do is just spoon and kind of get in, you know. Mm-hmm. And so those would count as kind
of all of those. Can I use
three?
Those? Those
you
are all
can.
Good.
You can.
Actually, I do most of those, except for the texting thing.
But you just have to make sure that you kind of have those little things, because when those start to go by the wayside, then
the
you know that you're not connecting.
Happening.
Exactly.
Or you get further and farther away.
Yeah, because there's been days when I'm like, I'm not giving you a kiss in the morning. I don't feel like it, right? You're being ornery. You're not connecting.
Don't
it's like why
right
would I
now.
Kiss you? I'm not even feeling it, you know? It's like you may love your partner, but you might not like them, you know?
Yeah. There is a difference.
I don't like today, so
there
I don't want to give
difference.
You a goodbye kiss.
No. I just so,
but if
I
it
just,
becomes a habit,
right.
Is that, would it be bad because it's a habit to go, you know what, I'm pissed at this person, but I'm going to kiss them because I'm, you know, it's what I do. I mean, is that to me, that sounds, you know, you probably should do that.
You should.
Because
even if you're kind of doing it begrudgingly, it's better to do it than to not do it. Because in that, there's still going to be some kind of connection.
Absolutely.
In that, there's still going to be, I'm in good enough character to be like, I'm still going to give you a kiss, even though I don't feel like it.
Even though you're a jerk.
Yes.
I've tried that a couple times. Sometimes it works, sometimes not.
Yeah, sometimes. Come on, give me a kiss. No.
It's not happening.
Yeah.
Although if you cuddle them and you grab them and you don't let them go, then, well, no, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah.
Eventually they'll give in.
You know, and you're going to know your partner. You know, sometimes if
right.
you're right, it's like sometimes you just need to let them have a cooling period. Like they're going to drive and go somewhere. Let them go drive for an hour and cool off.
Yeah. If she kicks me in the shin, I know it's time to let her go drive off. Okay, she's only done that once, and it was in our early marriage. She'd be so upset with me that I said that.
Right. So.
You have
now
a,
I'm the one that's not
more,
letting go of
you're in the
pets.
More hot seat right now. Two of these ladies know your wife.
They're all going, know. Yeah, we've heard all of those stories. Okay, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm not done in my ways anymore. Momo is not allowed to listen to this show.
That's my tip, right? My tip, the daily serving of love.
That's a great, that's right. Good though. Because everybody thinks you need big, huge things to make life-changing things, but sometimes it comes down to just the little stuff.
Right.
The little stuff can make a
difference.
And then
as you go up that food pyramid, you know, it's like the next thing is kind of like, you know, a weekly thing. Mm-hmm. I know when we were busy with all of our kids, I mean, my kids are a little bit older, they're 15 and 18, but when they were, you know, really little, it was almost a little easier to have date night because we had to get a sitter. Mm-hmm. When they're real little, it's like, if we're going to go on a date night, we have to get a sitter, and that has to be planned. But then once they started getting a little bit older and they were super busy, we didn't have date night, you know? And when you don't have date night, you're not having that connection, you know, and that just made things worse for us.
That practically saved our marriage. I mean, date night is a sacred thing for us.
It
really
be.
Is. Yeah.
It's so that's powerful. Your next level, kind of that weekly.
And don't forget the trip to Hawaii.
Yes.
That one is important too, which we haven't done yet.
Hey, that's what's on our agenda this year.
Yeah.
Really? Hawaii?
Yeah.
Or Cancun, someplace where a beach is.
Well, see, and then there's like a quarterly thing. You know, like maybe once a quarter you go and you have like a little overnight trip, or you just do a bigger date. You know, you're like, oh, we're going to go to the dinner and a symphony. So we're going to kind of save up and do like a big date night. And then your pinnacle at the top would be, you know, having your anniversary or Valentine's or birthday or some kind of annual getaway that you and your partner can look forward to.
Yeah.
Like Hawaii.
Yeah.
Maybe that's once in a lifetime. That's at the very, very top of the pyramid.
We've decided that we want to do these random road trips. And last year we just spun a wheel and it took a direction and it said, well, it took us 20 times to get, because we didn't want to go east. we wanted
just
to
just make a wheel with nothing but west stuff on it.
No, it was west, north, and south, and finally went to west. So we went to San Francisco.
Oh, nice!
We had no idea where what we were doing.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah,
I like San Francisco. My wife doesn't like it that much, but I think it's fun.
Yeah, I don't like the traffic, but anyways, then we went up to Portland and back.
Awesome. Well, Sherry, thank you so much
for
being on the show. This is exciting. I'm serious. We should think about a relationship day
or something.
But you should do a podcast. Absolutely.
All right.
We need to hear it. Yeah, more relationship stuff needs to get out there because people need to, they get to work on their relationships.
Yes.
It's that simple. So where can people find you? How can we find you?
There's two ways. You can go to sherryvaughn.com, and that will give you, you know, the information. I have like a little...
sherryvaughn.com.
I know. Yeah. I love the way that sounds.
sherryvaughn.com. I like that.
My grandma's last name was Vaughn.
Oh, was it? Anyways, we'll see. So when I started my company, you know, after I got the training and decided I wanted to do this, you know, kind of as, I don't know what you want to call it, just kind of my goal in life. Like, I really want to be able to just keep, you know, assisting
fired
couples. Fired
passion for right. relationships.
Connection. And so when I was coming up with the name, I came up with Endeavor because, you know, when you're kind of on a journey, especially with marriage, you're taking on an endeavor. It's it's not just like a simple, you know, whatever. It's a big journey. It's something that you have to work at when you're making a new endeavor. That goes into that. So you can find me at endeavormentoring.com.
Endeavormentoring.com.
And I'm on Facebook.
At sherryvaughn.com.
Yes.
On Facebook /mentor endeavormentoring. There's not a .com there. I lost it. Sorry.
Bobby good. Likes the dot coms. He opened a dot com on everything.
Yeah.
Fries.com.
That's right. I love the sherryvaughn.com.
Sherryvaughn.com.
So that gives you all the information right the about top. The class, and there's like a
And there's video contact information there and stuff, yes. and you're on Facebook and all that.
Yeah,
all
call
the social
me,
stuff.
Email me. Got all kinds of Sweet. Ways to contact me.
Awesome. Well, awesome.
We had an amazing guest.
Amazing
As
guest.
Always.
My relationship feels better already, as long as you guys don't tell Momo about any of this.
I didn't hear it. No, I did hear lots of stuff. It's good stuff.
It was good stuff. Awesome. Sherry, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks again for being on the show. We appreciate that. And we always leave the show with the hashtag be good, do good. So we'll say it all together three times. You ready? All right, hashtag
be good, do good.
Hashtag
be good, do good.
Hashtag
be good, do good.
That's enough.
Okay, Ryan, take us out.
Thank you for listening to the Biz for Good Show podcast. We want to thank all our fans and guests of the show. Be sure to check us out on all our social platforms on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And remember, hashtag be good, do good.